Hello there. Welcome to the Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah, and I am here to talk all things private practice, helping you to build your vision of the private practice of your dreams. Hello again, and welcome to Visionary Practice Solutions podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. I wanted to talk about five ways to consider maximizing your profits in private practice. A lot of times profit is a loaded word for some of us. We think that as doctors, we're supposed to be altruistic and just forever giving, and it shouldn't be about the money. And the truth is, you can be both. You can be altruistic, you can be that good person, you can be that good doctor, and it has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not you're making a profit. However, we need to make a living, and you deserve to make a profit. You have worked very hard to get to this point. So I wanted to discuss just five things to consider when looking to maximize your profit. Now, maximizing your profit has everything to do with either doing your yearly planning or revamping and reanalysis of your budget. The very first thing to keep in mind is that the math just has to work. Your expenses need to be less than your income. And I know that sounds really obvious, but it's amazing how often that can get muddled for us when it comes to running a business. So I get asked the question all the time, how much money can I expect to make in private practice? And I always stop everybody there because you're asking the wrong question when it comes to running a business. The question should not be how much can I expect to make, as if this is something completely out of your control that you have no way of knowing. You're just waiting for it to happen. And what we should be asking is, how much do I want to make? At that point, you start doing what I have so lovingly begun to refer to as back math. I don't think that's an actual term, but that's what I call it. It's working the math backwards so that you can figure out what you need to do in order to take home the profit that you want and need. I'm going to give you a very simplified version. We'll use fairly round numbers for this. But let's say that I want to bring home $10,000 a month in profit. I know that just to be on the safe side, given my tax bracket, I probably need about 40% additional that I'm going to set aside for taxes. And yes, that is a real number. Check with your CPA. So now I'm up to $14,000 that I need to make per month. I know that my expenses generally run $25,000 to $26,000, so we'll err on the more expensive side. So let's say I have $26,000 a month expenses. I want to bring home $14,000 to account for taxes, so I'm up to $40,000 a month that I need to bring in. That equates down to $10,000 a week, and I'd like to work only 4 days this week. So that means I need to bring in about $2,500 a day. And if you were to be conservative and divide that based on reimbursement from insurance, yeah, maybe about $100 a patient that you would make. And this means that I need to see about 25 people per day. So as long as I'm really close to that 25 people per day number, I should be pretty dang close to these revenue goals. And this is the kind of thing that I talk about with people when they ask, well, how much should I expect to make? No, 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 no. How much do you want to make? And then how do we make this happen? So that's step one. Step two is to try to figure out, okay, how do we make this happen? So can you increase your income revenue? Now, in insurance-based, that can be difficult because we don't, as private practice, typically get to negotiate a whole lot what our actual reimbursements are going to be from insurance. I do know some providers that have managed to negotiate that. Kudos to them. I have not personally been successful with it, but again, you're asking a very large company kind of to do you a favor, and I don't know that that's something we can rely on. What you can rely on, however, is if you decide to change up your services so that you're offering things that aren't necessarily insurance covered. If you're able to do things that are more cash based, then you can fluctuate that pricing with more of market pricing. So sometimes cash procedures and other services are a really good way to increase the income that you're generating. Number three will be looking at whether you can decrease your expenses. This one is actually surprisingly easy to do, but it does take you a little bit of time to go through everything. But you need to be looking at how much are you paying for each of your vendors. How much are you paying for your internet? How much are you paying for your phone service and your fax service? How much are you paying for your EMR? It is worth contacting those types of vendors to see if they have any deals going on, if there is any way they can give you a better price on what you're using because you've been a loyal customer for so long and yada, yada. I think those are definitely conversations worth having. And I usually do it about once a year. I decide to go through and talk with all my vendors, and you would be surprised. Sometimes it's $50 here, sometimes it's $25 here, but it does make a big difference for my overall budget. Number four is going to be your pricing structure. And this has more to do if you are going to be like a direct specialty care or like a hybrid type of private practice, which is more what I am doing now, where I'm partly cash because I don't take all insurances, but I still take a few. The decision here is whether you are going to be low priced or high priced. There is a lot of stigma personally for us, especially women, about whether or not we feel like we are overcharging. For some reason, we seem to have a lot of guilt around actually charging people for good service. We know we give amazing service. We know that we are able to be compassionate for our patients. We're there for our patients. We come up with very personalized treatment plans for them. We are not pushing them through like cattle, like in a larger institution. They're getting to be in private practice, but yet we feel really bad about charging accordingly for that. That is a mental block that is part of your mindset shift in private practice. And that's a whole other podcast. But ultimately, if you keep yourself low priced, because that is what you're more comfortable doing, and no judgment there, but if you keep yourself there, you have to see a higher volume of patients, right? The math has to work. If you increase your prices, you will not have to see as many people. And that is a decision that only you can make, and it's only going to be right for you. The final thing will be whether or not you can delegate any of the patient interactions or services that you are offering to a different service level provider. So can you have a medical assistant? Can you have a licensed nurse practitioner? Can you have an ARNP that can do that service in your place while you are able to see the patients that really, truly only you with your medical doctorate are able to see? That will maximize the number of people that you can see in the office, that you can serve in your office, while still making sure that you're doing it in a way that is really, really efficient. So those are our five. Those are our five things on maximizing your profit in your private practice. Make sure that your math works and do the back math. See if you can increase your income and your revenue. Determine if you can decrease your expenses by renegotiating vendor deals. Determine where your pricing structure is going to be. Remember, if you are low priced, you have to see a higher volume. And if you are high priced, you can see a lower volume. And then see if you are able to delegate any of your current work and current patients or services over to a different level of healthcare provider. I hope these five tips gave you some food for thought over the next week of running your practice. If you feel that you need any help or you would like to discuss coaching services any further, please feel free to reach out at visionarypracticesolutions.com. Otherwise, I will see you next time on the podcast.